From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The White House is proposing a budget freeze for most areas of federal spending, but education is one area that would grow under the administration's proposed $3.8 trillion budget blueprint for fiscal year 2011. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The Education Department budget would rise to nearly $50 billion under the White House proposal. That's a 7% increase over fiscal 2010. Much of the increase would go to K through 12 education, where the Obama administration is trying to use federal dollars to spark massive change. The president is asking Congress to renew and alter the No Child Left Behind law, which sets policy for elementary and secondary education. The White House version would eliminate punishments for failing schools and focus on incentives for reform. The new budget would add $1.5 billion to the Race to the Top Fund. That program is already providing $4 billion to states that embrace the White House platform for education reform. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Republicans were not impressed with the president's budget ideas. New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg says the nation is sinking into a fiscal quagmire and the president's spending package does not begin to, in his words, turn things around. President Obama visits Nashua, New Hampshire today, where he'll hold a town hall meeting and unveil the details of a new small business lending fund. The aim of the plan is to encourage small businesses to hire more workers. The government will transfer $30 billion from the TARP bailout fund for the banks to fund the new program. The federal government has reached an agreement with Florida and other states to reimburse them for costs of evacuating and providing medical care to victims of Haiti's earthquake. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has more.
Florida says it's already spent $10 million on flights and resettlement costs for Haitian Americans repatriated after the January 12th earthquake. The federal government will reimburse the state for those costs out of a special $25 million resettlement fund. Last week, a misunderstanding developed when Florida Governor Charlie Crist sent a letter to federal officials asking them to share the cost of medical care provided to Haitians treated in state hospitals. Shortly afterward, most medical evacuation flights were halted. Governor Crist says that was never his intention.
Florida never said that we wanted to stop taking Haitians. All we said was that we would appreciate help in being able to continue to help our friends from the island.
The federal government has now activated the Natural Disaster Medical System, which means it will assume all costs of providing medical care in the U.S. to survivors of the Haitian earthquake. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
A small steel shim the size of a postage stamp is the fix Toyota has come up with to repair a sticky pedal problem with millions of vehicles recalled worldwide. Once the parts arrive at dealers and technicians are trained, Toyota executives say the job should take no more than a half hour. Asia stock markets are mostly lower as upbeat U.S. economic reports fail to ease concerns about a smooth global recovery. This is NPR. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is expected to unveil plans today for a year-long study looking into how the military would lift the controversial ban on gays serving openly in the military, as well as the impact the change would have on the force. Officials say the study will be co-chaired by a senior Pentagon civilian and a top uniformed officer. The California Supreme Court has ruled that residency restrictions included in the state's version of the so-called Jessica's Law can be applied retroactively to sex offenders. More from Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio.
Jessica's Law was named after a young Florida girl who was murdered during a sex crime. Voters approved the California measure in 2006. The law prohibits any registered sex offender from living within 2,000 feet of any place where children congregate, such as a school. The court's decision means that those who had to register as sex offenders before the law was passed are still subject to its residency restriction. However, the court did not specify what happens once an offender leaves parole. The lack of clarity on that and other provisions of the measure has frustrated law enforcement agencies. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger issued a statement saying the ruling by the court will help the state protect children from predators. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The man who worked as Bernard Madoff's finance director has agreed to give up his New Jersey home so it can be sold at auction. The proceeds will go to offset the money lost by Madoff's investors. A document posted yesterday in Frank DePasquale's file shows he and his wife have agreed to give up their home in Bridgewater, along with most of its contents. DePasquale pleaded guilty last summer to helping Madoff's multi-billion-dollar Ponzi scheme. Madoff is serving a 150-year sentence. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.